From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet April 27th in Panmunjom. Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs, looked past the April meeting to the one Kim proposed with U.S. President Donald Trump.
We've gone through two sets of negotiations, one in the 90s and one in the 2000s, the agreed framework in the six-party talks, and they both kind of faltered in the end. And, you know, maybe Trump and Kim can reverse the process, have a summit that kind of like radically forces things forward. And, you know, and then in a couple of years, we'll have a final deal.
Now, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's encouraged by steps taken by North Korea in recent days.
Well, I'm very happy that it was possible in that visit for us to make very clearly the case that it was needed a resumption of dialogue between the north and the south of the peninsula, and that it was needed a serious negotiation between North Korea and the United States to reach the denuclearization, the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Now, President Trump says he is willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai said she was excited to be back in Pakistan for the first time since she was shot in 2012 by Taliban militants angered at her championing of education for girls.
I still can't believe that this is actually happening.
As she said in a brief speech at a ceremony at Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi's office, that she will continue to campaign for the education of girls and ask Pakistanis to be united on issues like providing better health care and education. Now, Abbasi praised Malala for her sacrifices and role in the promotion of girls' education and that he was happy to welcome her home. This is VOA News.